My name's Dermot Turing. Earlier this year, I was elected to become a trustee of Bletchley Park, which I think is a very great privilege, and it's also a privilege to do it in the centenary year of my famous uncle's birth. There's just a couple of things on behalf of the Turing family that I wanted to share with you this morning, and that's really to do with Turing the man. We're all aware of Turing the achievements, and it's very nice to have here at Bletchley Park a collection of the more intellectual side of Alan Turing to complement the wartime story that Jerry has just outlined for us. What I think you may miss in some of the more popular accounts of Alan Turing, you hear about the eccentricities, you hear about chaining the mug to the radiator, you hear about cycling through the locality during the war with his gas mask on to ward off hay fever. It can paint a picture of somebody who is mathematically remote, and it can paint a picture of somebody who is perhaps too weird to want to get to know. What has happened here at Bletchley and what this new exhibition is trying to do is to share some of the more human side of Alan Turing's nature, perhaps to balance out the picture that we see. And so in the case to my right, we've got a few of the very few remaining personal artefacts that are there. And do have a look at them if you haven't had a chance to do so already. You will see that there's some perhaps slightly unusual things. There's a teddy bear. All children have a teddy bear. We all know that all children have a teddy bear. It's just normal. Alan Turing did not have a teddy bear. How come? Well, back in 1912, when he was born, if your parents worked in the Indian Civil Service, as was the case for my grandparents, Alan's parents, then the normal Children of Empire story was that you were placed with foster parents in England while the parents went back to do the empire thing back in India. So Alan really did not have what we would in the 21st century regard as being a normal family life. The teddy bear comes on much later. It's an adult acquisition. It's something you can draw your own conclusions about what that means in terms of what was missing from his childhood. You've also got some school prize books. There's actually a school report up there on the wall, which you might find amusing, because what teachers say about future geniuses is always, perhaps they would reconsider with the benefit of hindsight, particularly what his English master says. Enjoy, please. But there are some school prize books. What's remarkable about them is they're classics of English literature, they're beautifully bound and they're totally untouched. 80 years on, nobody has ever read a single word of those books. So, and how many people can say that they have had the same experience with their school prize books? Then there's some aspects of his university life where, as with all good Cambridge undergraduates, he seemed to have done a bit of rowing, and he seems to have done it with moderate, if not outstanding, success. So I think what you will get from that is perhaps a picture of somebody who is maybe a little bit more human than the man in the gas mask. Anyway, what I am tasked with is not to spend the rest of the morning giving you a positive biography of Alan Turing, but my real role here is to introduce James May, who has very kindly agreed to be with us this morning to officially open the exhibition. And so without further ado, I'm going to hand him the scissors and ask him if he would kindly do that.
Thank you very much.